This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered an 18-month safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents to remain in the United States rather than face repression by being deported to the Chinese-controlled territory. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
This step is one that is meant to ensure we are practicing what we preach in terms of human rights values and ensuring that people who are in this country don't face the ongoing repression that we're seeing in Hong Kong.
Last month, the United States imposed more sanctions on Chinese officials in Hong Kong in response to Beijing's national security law, which China implemented last year, to criminalize what it considers subversion, secessionism, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces. Ibrahim Raisi, the protege of Iran's supreme leader, has been sworn in as the country's new president. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
An orchestra plays to mark a new chapter in Iran during a ceremony in parliament. Raisi, the former judiciary chief known for his distrust of the West, takes the reins at a tense time. The country is going through crippling sanctions as talks to salvage its 2015 nuclear deal have stalled. In his address, Raisi stressed his embrace of diplomacy to lift U.S. sanctions. He also said he would mend rifts with neighbors, a subtle reference to Sunni rival Saudi Arabia. However, the newly inaugurated president also stated Iran's desire to expand its power as a counterbalance to foes across the region. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the inauguration could create a new start for Iran.
There's a new president that's inaugurated this week, and there's a crossroads set of opportunities.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website.